Hi. If you've read or listened to any of my earlier stories, you'll know that I operate a handyman business. Posting stories here is a great way for me to share some of my experiences. As a handyman, I come across a wide range of housewives and single women, some of whom just want a bit of company and some want a bit of fun, and some just need a little bit of coaxing. I always try to let the woman initiate any intimacy, or at least to show that they're a willing participant, mainly to avoid legal actions. But if a woman is attractive to me, and my idea of attractive may not be the same as many other men, but if she's attractive, I might try to set up situations that make it easy for her to initiate something. Sometimes I'll ask a woman, for example, to give me a helping hand, typically to hold something in place while I tighten a screw or some such. That gives me a good opportunity for some form of inadvertent contact, just to break the ice, either for her or for me, it doesn't matter much. And it's difficult to say where it will go from there. A little while ago, I did a job for Mary. She is a big lady in her mid-40s with curly red hair, very jolly, very British, although I think she has lived here in Australia for quite some years. I was fixing up an old shelf that had collapsed, and at one point I asked her to hold a bracket while I marked the wall where I needed to drill holes. In the course of this, I managed to brush my forearm against her breast. I hoped it wasn't too obvious. "Oh, I'm sorry," I said. "It's okay," she replied. "Honestly," I continued, but she wouldn't let me finish. "No, I mean it, it's okay." And then she added as a quiet afterthought, "It's been a long time since a man's touched me, more's the pity." "I can't believe that," I said, but she looked away, so I didn't take it any further. The conversation turned to other things, and she sat on the couch while we chatted. After a while, she said, "You must get women throwing themselves at you all the time." "No," I lied. "Well, occasionally." I let the comment hang. She was quiet for a few minutes while I continued working. Eventually, she said, "Would you like to?" I knew exactly what she meant, but I said, "Sorry, what was that?" "Would you like to touch my breasts?" "Well, that's not a question I get asked every day, but the answer's yes. You have beautiful breasts." She said nothing. She just looked at me. So I took it as an offer. I climbed down from the stepladder, put down my screwdriver, gave my hands a good wipe with a rag, and walked over to the couch. She was sitting back, apparently relaxed, waiting. She wore a purple skirt and a thinnish green and purple cotton blouse with buttons down the front. I reached down and placed my hand on her right breast, stroking gently. It felt a bit awkward until she leant forward, reaching behind her back, and unfastened her bra. That made me a bit more comfortable. I knelt down beside her on the couch, undid the top button of her blouse, slipped my hand inside and cupped it round her left breast, lifting it out gently. I took it in both hands and lifted it slowly, pointing the nipple forward. Then I leant down, placing my lips around it, and gave it a gentle kiss, followed by a lick with my tongue. Drawing it into my mouth and squeezing the nipple between my tongue and my top lip, I sucked on her nipple, which by now was firm and large and knobbly. It tasted kind of salty. Then I licked around the front of her breast, rubbing my nose against her nipple as I went. I felt her hand press against the front of my shorts. My prick was starting to stiffen, and she gave it a little squeeze, but she didn't seem to want to do any more just then. I undid another button, reached in the other side of her blouse, and liberated her other breast, treating it with the reverence it deserved. She had large, well-rounded breasts, They looked just beautiful, hanging over the edge of her blouse, which was now straining at the third button. I asked her, "Would you mind if I touched you down below?" It sounds like a stupid question now, but it seemed appropriate at the time. "If you would like to," was the reply, and she smiled such a warm and inviting smile. I continued to lick at her breast and suck on her nipple while I reached my hand down between her legs, lifting her skirt just enough to expose her knickers. They were big and white and beautiful. I stroked my hand slowly between her legs, pressing gently on the crotch of her knickers. She shifted her position and spread her legs a little. I stroked gently and regularly up and down, savouring the softness of the material and the delicate flesh beneath it. I could feel the pressure of her hand still on the front of my shorts, stroking idly but not making much connection, so I paused briefly to unbutton and unzip my shorts and let them drop to the floor, leaving my briefs to cover my bulging prick. I resumed my position kneeling beside her, slid my hand back down between her legs, and felt the warmth of her pussy radiating through her knickers. I gazed down at her beautiful breasts, hanging free over the blouse, while I rubbed my hand up and down between her legs. She raised a hand to my crotch, cupped my balls in her palm, and wrapped her fingers around them, squeezing and fondling them slowly as I stroked on her pussy. I slipped a finger inside her knickers to find the soft, wet flesh inside. I slid my finger back and forward a little between her pussy lips to get it coated and slippery, and I felt her delicate flesh caressing my finger as it moved around inside her. Then I settled on her clit, circling it with my finger and sliding back and forward over the tip. It felt very large. I slid my thumb inside her knickers so I could get a grip on her clit gently and rub it between my finger and thumb. It was big, the width of a small grape, and it seemed like the best part of an inch long. Eventually, curiosity got the better of me, and a desire to experience that big clit at close quarters. I moved around in front of her, knelt on the carpeted floor between her legs. I pulled aside her knickers to expose a very pink and juicy pussy, with hairs spilling out everywhere. At the top, peeping out noticeably from between her pussy lips, was a big red bud, begging for attention. I parted her pussy lips to get a good look at it. It was bright pink, and it looked demanding and delicate at the same time, and it was big. I just had to take it into my mouth and caress it, sucking, rubbing my lips up and down its length, and then flicking my tongue over the tip, then sucking some more. It tasted succulent, and it was firm but malleable under the pressure of my lips and tongue. Who would have thought that a straight-laced middle-aged lady like Mary would be hiding a wild and beautiful thing like that between her legs? As I continued to suck and lick on it, she was making some low moans of appreciation. While I teased her clit with my mouth, I managed to slide a finger up into her pussy and play around the opening, stroking and exploring around the back edge. I couldn't slide my finger right up inside her the way she was sitting, but I didn't want to disturb the relationship I had established with Miss Clitty. We were in intimate conversation, sharing secrets, she responding to my coaxing, and me surrendering to her spell. While I sucked and flicked my tongue back and forward, I played with myself, stroking slowly on my prick to make sure it was nice and hard, ready to fully explore the inside of her pussy. After a while, Mary's moaning grew more intense, and I figured it was time to make a move. I pulled away from her pussy, admiring the view leading up the length of her plump legs to her hairy haven at the top, damp knickers pulled aside, and with a pink bud poking through, moist and glistening pussy lips. She must have understood my intention, as she slid down the couch a bit and pulled down her knickers. They fell easily to the floor. I parted her legs again and knelt in front of her beautiful body, the lower part of which was perched right on the edge of the couch, her skirt right up around her waist, big pale breasts still hanging over the front of her blouse, and that pussy inviting me in. I leant forward and slid my prick slowly into her. It was juicy and hot. I put a bit of saliva on my thumb and reached down to attend to her clit again, taking it between my finger and thumb, rubbing it from side to side as I slowly stroked my prick in and out of her. I tried flicking one finger back and forth over the tip of the clit, but she said no, it was better before, so I reverted to the stroking with finger and thumb. Mary had her eyes closed with a look of concentration on her face, and she was breathing deeply. My prick wasn't getting right up inside her, so I lifted her legs and placed them against my chest. She slipped a bit further down the couch, but I was able to stop her sliding onto the floor. I put my arms around her legs to steady them, reached back down to play with her clit, and pushed my prick deep inside. The deeper penetration seemed to work for both of us. I could feel her insides pushing firmly on my prick and gripping it as it slid slowly in and out. She started sighing with each thrust in, gradually becoming more intense until eventually she exploded with an exclamation of, "Oh, Michael!" I continued thrusting and concentrated on the feelings of her insides pushing against my prick while I took in the sight of this woman's body exposed to me, a woman I hardly knew but who had let me into her most personal of spaces. It wasn't long before I came as well. After a few more slow thrusts, I stopped. She had slid down now to the point where she was effectively sitting in my lap. I put her legs back down on the floor. She looked at me and said, "Sorry about calling you Michael. He was my husband. He used to... Well, you know, I hope you don't mind." She was getting teary. I gave her a hug and said, "Of course I don't mind. Thank you, that was lovely." She got up, clutching her knickers, and held them up between her legs to catch any fluids that might have been dribbling down, and asked if I would like a cup of tea. I declined. "Thanks, but I need to be getting on." "I might give you a call again if that's okay," she said. "Any time," I replied, and set about putting my clothes back on.